Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Kinky Conquering. This file will take you down, whether you like it or not, although I suspect that you will like it a lot. I do hope that you have some aftercare scheduled. Ready, because you will need it after this. The way I will conquer you will vary. I might pull you down physically, push you down into a place where I want you, or I will tell you exactly how it is. This isn't a resistance game. You have no escape here. You must obey. And what I am going to do is slowly, piece by piece, take apart your mind and rearrange it as I want. Physically, I can simply reach out, grab your hair and pull slowly. I know a quick yank would probably almost instantly put you in a very submissive state, but no, I want you to know what is happening to you. I want you to feel the tingling in your scalp as I pull you down. Little sensations of submissions that easily weave through my words. Eye contact is another one. While I'm saying these words, I will be sure to look in your eyes. Initially, you might even feel brave enough to look back. However, a quick caress over your neck and a grab of your throat will probably change your mind a little. As I move in closer, I can leave my left hand on your throat. Not quite pushing, not quite pinching, just resting. Letting you feel that it's there. While my right hand reaches around again to grab your hair slowly and deliberately. And a quick, short, but then a face slap as I make sure that you stay aware of what's happening. You will listen to everything I say until I let you close your eyes. You will focus on mine. And another quick face slap is sure to draw your attention to the sensation. My other hand still on your throat. All I would have to do is squeeze just a little bit to take your breath away. And you can feel it. You didn't even realize that I've been gently pushing you back. The wall's presence is sudden and unexpected. With your back pressed against a wall, my hand on your throat, you have exactly nowhere to go. Now I know that you want to submit. However, I'm not going to let you until I am certain that every piece of your mind has been pulled. Sometimes a soft caress of my fingers over your face to let you feel that I can do anything I want to is enough to give you shivers that travel all the way down your spine. But as soon as you close your eyes, another face slap is sure to drag you back. Softly caressing the side of your neck and with my fingernails pressing a bit harder, letting you feel the sharpness of them. As I move to the back of your neck, my other hand still pressed against the front, you are quite literally trapped between my hands, my control, my grip over your mind. You have no escape. The only way is down. I stare very intensely into your eyes. I move my hands to your shoulders and push you down. I wonder how long it will take for your knees to give in obedience and slowly moving into a kneeling position. Your back barely moved away from the wall. You can still feel your feet pressed against it. Kneel. That's right. This close to the wall allows me to do some fun things, even as you're kneeling. I grab both of your wrists, pull them above you and pin them down with one hand behind you against a wall. It is somewhat uncomfortable for your body, but that is the point. As my other hand is now free again, a quick face slap reminds you that you are still to stare in my eyes until I tell you to fall. I know you want to. I know that you can feel your body wanting to give in, feel your mind wanting to be pushed. As my hand is still pinning your wrists against the wall, my other places itself on your chest, and I press down, making it a little harder to breathe, just enough to let you feel that I have control over you. What must you do? And who do you obey? How much do you obey me? That's right. You must obey me completely. I quickly grab your hair and pull you down hard as you drop. Hands falling as I let go, your body barely staying in a kneeling position, but I am far from done with you. I grab your face, your neck with both of my hands, and stabilize it enough to stare at me easily. As you open your eyes, struggling even to do anything, you can start to see it. I am conquering you. I'm slowly taking away each and every part of your mind that thinks it can escape or even think at all. You must obey. Your purpose is to please. And I'm going to give you the mental and physical place that you've been wanting this whole time. However, you will have to give up the rest. As I let you fall before me, as I let you drop into that wonderful deep place of surrender, as I let you submit, you have to let go of everything else right now. I'm going to count you down. And when I say drop, that is exactly what will happen. 10, focus on my voice. 9, as I take your will away. 8, deeper and deeper. 7, as I pull you down easily. 6, making you wait for that moment. 5, as you're so eager to give in. 4, so easy for me to conquer. 3, you know what will happen. 2, as I deny you a little longer. 1, dangling your mind like a carrot for an eager submission. Drop and let go. In a moment, I'm going to do several things to you, and each single one of them will only serve to pull you deeper. As I grab your hair again, I strongly pull it down, with your body giving in even more, and again I pull you down even harder. You feel me slapping your face, and again and again, and every single one of them is like a rush. It feels so good. Slap, slap, slap. I grab your throat, and you feel only surrender, knowing that I can simply choose to squeeze or take your breath. You feel the solidity of the wall and floor and are grateful that they support you as you fall deeper. Again, I grab your hair, but this time I pull you forward, forcing you almost face down on the ground, putting you in a worship pose. Then I quickly stand up and place a foot just behind your neck on your back, pressing down hard. You can feel me above you. You feel yourself below. As you let go of everything you've lost, and you love it, you've won by giving in, and it feels so good. I lean on you a little as I put some of my weight on my foot, making you feel even smaller and lower. You are conquered by me. And I'm not going to let you out of this situation easily. Even after this file ends, if my voice follows, I am sure that you would happily stay in this position to absorb everything I have to say and obey it even more. Otherwise, if my voice doesn't follow, you are slowly permitted to rise again afterwards, though you'll probably need some aftercare. I take a moment to let my hands run over your back next to my foot, and again caressing your head a little bit, grabbing your hair and pulling it up while my foot pushes down. You have no choice. You are conquered. Enjoy.